Our guests visiting with us this morning, we want to welcome you. We are so glad that you are with us. It is our privilege, and hopefully already this morning you've had a wonderful time worshiping the Lord and sensing His presence in an amazing way. In the pew rack in front of you, there is a Connect card, and would love to ask you to take that and fill it out and take it back to the guest information table or give it to me on your way out. We'd love to meet up and connect with you more. But welcome. This morning for our time together, rather than our usual message, we're going to be taking this morning as an opportunity for our team that headed to Honduras over the past week or two for us to share about the trip and how it went and the ways that we saw God working. A lot took place. Thank you so much for your prayers. God did some amazing things during our time away, and wanted to just share a little bit about that. Our theme as we went as a team was taken from John chapter 13, verse 30, where it's less of me, more of you, Jesus, was our theme as a team as we went. And throughout the whole thing, I believe that happened, that it wasn't about a team going, but it was all about God's glory and His name being proclaimed. And so I wanted to just kick it off and get us going, because once you get as many people talking as going to be talking here, it can go longer than long. So we just want to keep us going and really briefly share with you what we did, because this is our fifth time going there to Iglesia Luz, and it seems like the past few we've done a similar kind of thing, and so you probably will remember that. One of the things that we did was we would go around to the neighborhood, and one of the main things that we did each day for 4 days, 4 or 5 days, was we did a VBS, and so with the children in the afternoon. And so we went around and we invited the neighborhood to come, the community to come, and we broke into two groups, just walked around and had flyers created. And while we were doing that, or another thing that we were doing, we did a little bit of painting. They have this, just to see what God has provided for them in the way of a church grounds. It's neat to think back through the past 15 years of how we've connected with them, and it's Devonshire has had a huge part in the property and the facilities that they do have. And so here's a wall, and that's one of the things through the years. Some of you might recognize that and remember working on it. But now it's just putting a fresh coat of paint on it. And then so we also had VBS. Once we started doing that, here's a Team Pink, I think, Doug's crew. It's a nice color for Doug, right? Pink. Team Pink is what he had. And so there they are sitting. We played soccer out there, went and played soccer and got together with some of them at one point in the week, and they rented out a soccer field that was really nice for us to play on. Girls did relays, and Scott, they're teaching a lesson for the Bible school. We did crafts. There's Doug with his crew, and on the last day we had a piñata party with them all. There's Vanessa doing some crafts with them. It was just so hot. And then also one of the things that we just love doing as we spent 2 days, especially going around and doing this, was prayer walking and going out into the neighborhood and to the just meeting in the different homes and getting to share with them some rice and beans, and then asking them, how can we be praying for you? And they're always so gracious to welcome us and into their homes and to share with us some ways that we could be praying for them. And some of them, some pretty heavy stuff. Here's a young lady, and she has two kids, single mom, and just going through, a background of domestic violence and that kind of stuff in her home, and just coming alongside and praying with her. Here's a family that, there's three families here, and I think there was over 10 kids amongst them all. Actually, was it 15 kids? I think there are 15 plus kids in this family. Just a joy to come alongside and pray within the church family. There, is that working? Oh, that's a bad picture. The rest of them are bad pictures, I guess. Brent, are they showing up? Rock, paper, scissors? Okay. What'd you get there? that's us sharing at the church. We had the numerous times we would gather at the church, and we'd be sharing some songs. They'd be sharing songs. You guys would love their sound system down there. They just like to crank it. They don't play the music for you who are in the building. They play it for the whole street and the neighborhood. So you can only imagine how loud it is. Bring your earplugs. And but just wonderful times gathered together, singing and worshiping with them as we gathered there. Nope, that slide doesn't work. Let's see what that one. Okay. And no more pictures. All right. So I want to invite Eve to come on up. I told you Eve was going to be our best friend before we went. And Eve is a blast. Just so fun to have with us. I see Billy's here. Is Heather here? No, she couldn't be here today. Okay. But Eve is the one who carried us along. She was our translator for the trip. And can we just give her a hand? We could not have done this without her. Come on up, Eve. And so, Eve, can you share a few greetings with them in Spanish for us?
Okay. I could
read this one. Oh, you have something prepared.
Well,
okay. Oh, in English. They want to hear Spanish.
Okay. He tenido una maravillosa experiencia con el grupo de Devonshire, que éramos 13, los jóvenes. Hemos pasado muy buenos tiempos y hemos cantado canciones y hemos enseñado los versículos de la Biblia. Y estoy muy agradecida a Dios y al grupo, en la iglesia de Devonshire. I want to say it in English.
What did you say?
No, I had to say it in English.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I had a wonderful experience serving at the sister church in Puerto Cortez with a wonderful team. I was amazed at the joy of the children singing and learning the verses of the Bible. God has helped us all through the whole time there, and we were ready to sing a song. But
great.
The song.
Like this? Like, did we learn this?
Okay, I could do that.
Okay, we'll do these four and then we'll sing.
All right.
Okay, sound good?
Right. And children.
Yeah, so we had four things, right, that we learned. 4 days. And we're going to do VBS here in a little bit. On the 16th, we're going to start going. And we use the same theme and curriculum down there for our talks. Okay. And so these are the 4 points. That we're going to be 5 points. We're going to have 5 points up here, but we only had four there. Mm-hmm. And so can you tell us, what were the four things that we learned?
Day one is, cuando estás solo, Jesús rescata.
What does that say?
when you're alone, Jesus rescues.
Okay.
Day two
is this. Can you read that?
Cuando batallas, Jesús rescata.
What does that mean?
When you're in... What was the second? When you are in trouble, Jesus rescues.
Sounds good. this one, I had a typo down there, and I can't remember what the right thing. Did I fix
that
it right?
That is good. That is good.
Okay, good.
Cuando haces lo malo, Jesús rescata. When you are in trouble, Jesus rescues.
I thought that was the last one.
That was the trouble.
Yeah. Oh, I thought this is one.
When you struggle.
Struggle is the last one. This one's like, I thought, when you are bad.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to say when you're bad.
Why didn't you want to say that? We are. Okay, and then the last one was this. Can you read that?
Okay. When you are powerless, Jesus rescues. So that when tú no tienes poder, Jesús rescata.
Awesome. When you are powerless. Yeah, exactly. Exactamente. Okay. So I want to invite the team up because you wanted to sing.
Yes.
Eve loved this. So
I love the children singing this song.
That's the best part. So team, can you come on up? We need your help to lead this. And I think a lot of you know this song. And so please join in with it. Elaboré. Does anybody know this song, Elaboré? All right, guys. Let's see. Okay, even if you don't know it, we know that you know how to clap, I think. So it's a clapper. Here you go. You ready? Elaboré, 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 elaboré.
Alabaré a mi Señor. Alabaré,
alabaré, alabaré, alabaré. Alabaré a mi Señor. Juan vio el número de los redimidos y todos alababan al Señor. Unos oraban, otros cantaban y todos alababan al Señor.
Alabaré, 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 alabaré. Alabaré a mi Señor. Alabaré, alabaré, alabaré.
All right, let's do that verse again. One. We'll do it again.
Juan vio el número de los redimidos y todos alababan al Señor. Unos oraban, otros cantaban y todos alababan al Señor. Alabaré, 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 alabaré a mi Señor.
All right, great job, guys. Thank you for singing with us. Okay. Thank you, Eve. Thank you for everything. We had so much fun. It's a joy. Here, let me tell you how much a joy this was. So here, what's this picture? I'm so disappointed my pictures are not working. My Eve pictures are not working. It was going to be so fun. She got a picture of her sitting with her arm around some other guy down there. And in Honduras, I was like, I got to send this to Najee. And Najee writes back, is that a fake guy? And then I said, whenever we said it to her, it's like, I'm sending that to your husband. Like, that, we give it your arm around. She's like, it's not the first time. And I was like, what? I better tell them who it was, right? Why it was not the first time? Or who it was. That was a picture of Colonel Sanders. Like, you know, you go to McDonald's and they have these, like, fake McDonald guy. This was Colonel Sanders out in front of a Kentucky Fried Chicken. There she was sitting there. So the other guy, we found out, we're all thinking, like, who's the other guy? Was the guy down on French Street, down by the river, the newspaper, holding the newspaper. I was like, oh, okay, Eve. That's better. So, all right, thank you, Eve. Here, let's just go down the line, and for those who have something prepared, it's really wet. all right, we just wanted to share a little bit briefly as can be, because if everybody's sharing, we'd be here for over a half an hour, even if they just shared like 3 minutes, and so that might happen. But Vanessa, and just pass the mic down along the way and just share with us, what are ways that you saw God work this past week and on the trip?
So this is my third trip to Honduras, and each time is so uniquely different. This time, God did a lot of moving in the lives of our team members as we were serving down in Puerto Cortez together. I left Harrisburg not knowing a few of these guys very well and came back feeling like we were a family. I had been praying for a while that God would give me an older role model with similar experiences and interests as me that I could get advice from but still have fun with. And on this trip, that prayer was answered because he gave me Rachel Mills. In Honduras, during the VBS, I was the leader among the oldest groups, among the oldest kids. And through spending time with them and the other people down there, God really has been laying on my heart the concept of joy. Here at home, we have so many voices and distractions telling us why we shouldn't have joy. Whether it's watching the news or on social media, it is easy to see we live in a country full of people hurting mentally and physically, yet we have everything we need and more. In Honduras, they have next to nothing compared to us, but they find joy in things like family and community. One small bracelet was enough to keep a kid smiling for hours. In the midst of their poverty and desperation, the people of Iglesia Luz choose joy. It's obvious in the way they interact with each other and how they passionately worship. And that is something I want to bring back here to America, that in the midst of our struggles, instead of being overcome with fear or depression, we can choose to be filled with the everlasting joy that can only be found in God.
This week, God showed me the impact that you can have just serving others. It was cool to see. Why are you laughing at me? It was cool to see what we were able to do together as a team, you know, spreading God's love. But also, us going down there gave the people of Honduras a chance to serve us, too. And, you know, whether it was making us a meal, praying with us, or just accepting us with open arms, it really allowed us to experience God's love from another standpoint and just showed us what we were doing was having a real impact too.
Okay. 6 years ago, the Lord put a burden on my heart for Honduras. In 2012, I was just turning 10 as my parents went on the mission trip to Central America. For some reason, all I wanted was to serve in that specific location with them. I was very, very young, and the Lord had said to me, "Not yet, Rach." 3 years later, I watched my older sister, older brother, and best friend embark on their first trip to Honduras. I was 1 year too young to attend the trip, and once again, God said to me, "Not yet." So I could not believe my time had finally arrived when the sign-ups for the 2018 trip came around. Needless to say, this trip more than exceeded and fulfilled every hope and dream I had about Honduras. With that said, if I told you everything God taught me in the past week, we would be here all night. So I'm going to try to focus on the three main things I feel that God has laid on my heart. Sorry, Dad, if this exceeds your two-minute time limit. One extremely impactful part of this trip was the blessings of God. Pastor Deniria's family was one of those blessings. In a simple week, I felt God's presence so strongly in the love they showed us. Not just any kind of love, though. They showed us unconditional, selfless, supporting, and encouraging love. In a specific way, though, was the friendship I was able to begin with their three daughters. I have known them for a week and a half, and in that short amount of time, we have created a beautiful, lifelong, special bond. Another important theme I took away from this trip was God's peace and comfort. As it was my first out-of-country experience, there was a hint of anxiety in the back of my mind. Another thing that caused me to be a little nervous is when my dad asked me to share my testimony in front of their whole church. I thought, there is no way I can do this. But in all of this, Christ gave me peace. Honduras has become a home to me, and sharing my testimony was one of the most amazing, memorable moments in my life. Not only did Jesus grant me peace, but also the families we prayed for on our rice and beans prayer walk. As we asked for blessings, comfort, provision, and life over these people, they wept and without a doubt felt Christ's peace. There's no other way to put it, life is hard for Hondurans. Broken homes, poverty, and sickness all had struck these families. I saw God's peace and comfort so powerfully this week. Lastly, I want to share my experience with one of the kids. One day, while Dwayne and Team Blue were at Emily and I's relay station, he was trying to herd the children while taking care of this little one-year-old boy. I asked him if it would help him if I took him, and with a yes, please, and thank you so much, I picked him up in my arms and held him for the rest of the day. His name is Antonio, and Antonio has an older brother who is 7 years old, named Freddie. Freddie every day walked Antonio hand in hand to VBS. So I witnessed them walking on the dirt roads to and from, Freddie sometimes carrying Antonio, who would get tired. My heart was hit so hard in this encounter with these two boys. Freddie had some behavioral issues. He almost got in fights, he would be crying and not want to talk to anyone. One day, I remember him crying, and as I tried to talk to him, he pushed me away. I wanted so badly to reach him and let him know I was there for him. In short, Freddie's life is difficult. He cares for his brother because there is no one else to, and being a 7-year-old boy with these responsibilities, that is a challenge. On the last day, I was standing in front of the church, and so quickly, a boy ran up to me, arms open, and hugged me so tight. I looked down, and I saw Freddie. The moral point of this is that you should never stop loving. It may be hard to see the fruit of your actions, but it pays off. God has taught me that in so many ways this past year. So, church, what did I learn from God through this trip? I learned to never stop loving. I met countless new amazing friends who have become family, and I am so blessed to have blessed others. I will never forget this trip and the beautiful impact our team had on those around us, and more importantly, their impact on us.
All right, just want to thank you all again for just being a part of this team and sending us. One of the things, this is my third time to get to go back to the Church of Iglesia Luz, and one of the things that makes it so rewarding is the opportunity to serve with our family. Each time we've kind of added one, and this last time we had everybody except Victor with us. The thing we look forward to most going back is just the relationships that we've built over the years. Probably because I've taken two teenage daughters with me each time, we seem to attract a group of boys. 6 years ago, they were 12, and a lot of them were 15. A lot of them this time were 18. So we were just really looking forward to reconnecting with them and just kind of seeing if they were still following Christ. For me, this first couple of days, just finding out that a lot of them weren't. There was no relationships there with the church anymore. So it was real discouraging. Even some of the adult family members that we had built relationships with that were pretty important for Pastor Janeria, as any pastor needs a good support system, come to find out that they had left the church. And so it was just struggling with some discouragement even before leaving on the trip personally, just going through a time of discouragement. And one of the things that we get to do is build together as a team as we work on a devotional together. And then almost every night we just share some of our high moments, our low moments, what God's teaching us. And I think Derek asked the question, what does Jesus mean to you? It was on June 21st. Well, I shared that almost to the day 3 years ago on June 26th, last time I was in Honduras, just how God had been working. And one of the things that we were challenged to do was to pick up a stone and write a Bible verse on it and carry it around. And as that week went on, that theme became very clear to me, whether it was a stone or a rock. Psalm 62, I had shared a little lesson from there as well. So I shared that what Christ means to me is he's my cornerstone. I had heard a little bit before how that had impacted Christy's life. I'm going to let her fill in the rest of the details, but she was able to share that night how that was an encouragement to her. Her sharing that encouraged me. So that's one of the neat things about this trip. You know, we go there to serve and minister and go way out of our comfort zones, but it was just really awesome to see a story that God had planted, a sermon, a lesson, a principle that he had planted 3 years ago come full circle as Christy and I were able to stand on that exact spot where I testified to Christ being our cornerstone.
Where to begin? This week, this past week, has meant more to me than I can even portray to you today. I'm going to try super hard not to cry. That's something I did a lot of this week. Quite embarrassing. But basically, there's too many ways to mention to you today how I saw God working. But I can honestly say each and every moment of this trip, I know he was with me. And it's something I struggled with before I went, because, of course, this is my first missions trip, and I wanted to do God justice. I wanted to go. I wanted to portray his name, and I wanted to do all things through him. And I was nervous that I wouldn't be able to succeed. And each and every moment, he reminded me that he is my cornerstone and that he is with me, and no matter what I did, I was portraying his name. And basically, from the very first moment that I was there, praying and landing safely, because flying sometimes makes me nervous, along with a lot of things, but we landed safely, we were there, to the first night in my very first mission trip, being called up in front of the entire church. I almost peed my pants. I was not expecting that, and I hesitantly walked up and had no idea what to expect, and the pastor of that church prayed over me over something that had been strong on my heart that not many people know about, and there's no way she could have known, and it was empowering, and I knew that it was my Heavenly Father and that he put that heavy on her heart to pray for me, and it was amazing. And that was the first night, and I was like, man, how am I going to make it through this week if this is the first night already, and I'm already in tears. And then throughout the week, I mean, meeting the children, meeting the families, seeing that their problems are the same as ours, even though their struggles are so much worse than ours. And hearing their stories and getting to pray with them, go out of my comfort zone in almost every moment, talking out loud to teaching a lesson on VBS, all things that terrify me. And for some reason, down there, it wasn't terrifying. I wasn't nervous as I am here shaking. It just came naturally, and God gave me the words. And so I don't know how to explain to you other than each and every moment he was with me and working through me. And I'm super grateful for that, to the moment of this picture, which is on the porch, which was amazing to see where Doug got this sermon and where it originated, for him to bring back to this, our church here, and was one of the most empowering sermons that I've ever heard, and literally brought me to my knees and brought me to God and had me get baptized. I can honestly say that that is one of the most powerful moments, and being able to be there on this porch and see where his heart drew that from was amazing. And I just felt so blessed to be able to experience all of this and to experience it with this amazing group of individuals. And I'm just super blessed and grateful how God works in each and every one of us exactly when we need him to, and how he will always be our cornerstone.
This is my second trip to Honduras. The first time I went, I really noticed the physical things, such as the poor housing, the dirty environment, and the little amounts of food. I was reminded how blessed I was for everything I have. It is a great thing to be reminded of and to always remember. However, 3 years later, as my relationship with Jesus has grown a lot, I noticed more of the spiritual things. I saw God working in many ways, but since I only have 2 minutes to talk, I'll pick the one that stands out to me the most. God was constantly reminding me and showing me how important and powerful prayer is. The people of Iglesia Luz are very intense prayers. Before every service, as each person walked in, they would kneel at the altar and prepare their hearts with Jesus. During Pastor Janaria's prayers, some would raise their hands, some would repeat her, some would kneel, and it was just so obvious that they were connected to Jesus. For me, it is easy to zone off or not really listen during prayers. However, their passion for Jesus while praying inspired me and reminded me that prayer is so important, because God really does hear your prayers. God heard and answered many prayers this week. To start, 2 weeks ago, I stood up here and asked you guys to pray for our team unity. Throughout the week, our team became so close and had no problems at all, which I'm very thankful for. Another example happened when Alfredo, Pastor Janaria's father, came to our hotel and prayed over the ones who were not feeling well. The next morning, those individuals felt better, not perfect, but well enough to participate, which was an answer to prayer. We spent two of our mornings walking around to church families' homes, giving out rice and beans and praying for them. Even though I am sure the rice and beans were a huge blessing, I think our prayers were an even bigger blessing. It was so easy to see how much our prayers impacted their lives through their tears and thankfulness. It just amazes me how powerful prayer really can be. I was reminded that through faith, God hears your prayers and he will answer them. God worked in my life in many ways this past week, and I was so blessed with the opportunity to serve in Honduras, the place that has become a home to me.
For me, I was really excited to go down, but also very nervous, not knowing what to expect and being away from my family, because if anybody knows me, I'm a homebody. So the first prayer walk, well, Pastor Derek had told all of us to, be ready to share your testimony, and I thought maybe that meant in small groups or, with like a certain individual, not in front of the whole entire church. And down there, with the language barrier, not being able to speak Spanish, I was really worried about if I had to share my testimony, not being able to say exactly what I wanted and them to, like, really get my message. So the first prayer walk that we went, there was a woman named Doris who had a shirt on that said, "Lord, I need you." And Pastor Derek asked her if she knew what her shirt said, and she had no idea. And at that moment, I knew God was telling me that I was exactly where I needed to be. And that song, "Lord, I Need You," is one of my favorites, and it saved my life about a year and a half ago. That night, I shared my testimony with the church, and just being able to look in the back and see Doris and just not being able to speak the same language, but I felt like her and I had already had a special connection. So just seeing God's way of, he has no language. He doesn't speak English. He doesn't speak Spanish. He only speaks one language. And after sharing our testimonies that night, Pastor Derek shared a little bit of a message, and he read Psalm 21. And every single person in that church recited Psalm 21 without looking at a Bible. And it just made me realize that I need to get more into the Word, and I need to read my Bible more, and just to see God's blessing and his work, like I said, with those language barriers is absolutely amazing, because the kids would say things to you in Spanish, and while you didn't know exactly what they were saying, you somewhat knew. You knew that they loved you, and just the short amount of times, there was a little girl down there, Gabriella, who really touched my life. Dwayne knows I wanted to bring her home. And yesterday, there's an app called WhatsApp, she FaceTimed me. And even though I couldn't talk to her that much, just seeing her smiling, beautiful face, and she kept saying, "I love you, I miss you." And just to really see the impact that we had on these kids was just truly amazing. And the fact that I could experience that down there and still experience here being home is amazing.
I think for me, how I saw God work was in the preparation in us as well as the people of Honduras. You know, it's one thing that I was definitely praying for, that, you know, God would prepare their hearts for us, and that he would prepare our hearts for them. And that was evident from the very beginning, everything from just fundraising, which was a source of anxiety for me, that, you know, God just blew it out of the water as far as the generosity of the people who I was contacting. So that was a major eye-opener for me as far as how God can be so powerful. But also just in the way, you know, like Rachel was saying, the connections that we formed without even being able to speak the same language, you know, it was evident as I got down there who those kids were that I was going to form a close relationship with. And it was very early on that it was almost like, you know, they're kind of standing out to me. And little did I know that my past taking, you know, so much Spanish in my history, as well as playing soccer my whole life, would prepare me for the bond that I would form with these Honduran kids who, you know, they're just obsessed with soccer, and they can all attest how, if you saw more pictures, you would just see that I'm just drenched with sweat all the time from playing soccer with these kids. And the connections that we formed just by playing together shows how God works in mysterious ways. And it was by the end of this time, there were kids there who I felt really close to, and, you know, we were hugging and crying and hadn't spoken a word to each other all week that either of us could comprehend. So that's one way that God was big time, you know, working in me, but also working in these kids. It was, you know, they were prepared for me as well, and all of us. And I would have to say also that God prepared us together. We have a lot of strengths in this group, and the weaknesses that we do have are filled by strengths from others. And we stepped up for each other quite a bit, and we kind of had to with some of the health issues going on. But it was very evident to me that God's just so powerful with our team, and just how he prepared us.
What we're going to do is we just want to show a little slideshow that was put together, and thanks so much, guys, for sharing. You can grab your seats, and we'll we'll get this, show this. So go ahead, Brent.
So that's a little glimpse as to what took place down in Honduras the past few weeks and with our sister church, Iglesia Luz. And so thank you so much for your prayers. I know that you could be so proud of the team as they went. And so I want to invite Nicole to come on up and just close this time in prayer. And I want to thank her here publicly, because she was like a real main driver behind this trip for us all in putting things together and working tirelessly and just thinking of all the things that can make it just fun and creative and getting all the resources together. So thank you so much, Nicole, for all that you did. And can we thank her? I mean, this really wouldn't have happened without her. So Nicole, just such a heart for the church in Honduras there and our time there. And just so grateful for that. And would you close us with a prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you are the God of the impossible things, God. And thank you for the way that our team can just testify to seeing you at work, God, from preparation before going to all the little details that you worked out while we were there. And God, we just give you that glory. We thank you for our church family. We thank you for the support through prayers and through financial, all of our fundraising. God, you exceeded our expectations. And so I just thank you for working through our church family in that way. I thank you for Iglesia Luz. I thank you for that sister church. I thank you that we had the opportunity to go and support them. I pray for them. Now, even as they, I know, are missing our presence, but I pray that they would continue to support each other, that they would just continue to stay focused on you, Lord, and that, again, that you would be glorified through that community and the work that that church can do there. Lord, you are just awesome. And again, I thank you on behalf of the entire team for just the privilege that it was to go and serve. I thank you for the lessons that were learned individually, and I just pray that you would help us to boldly make some changes in our lives that reflect the lessons that were learned down in Honduras. And so just continue to work in our lives here at home. Help us to be as bold in this community as we were down there, to know that you are a God that loves all people, and just help us to remember that in this community as well, as we just can reach out and we can show love and just be more purposeful about reaching those right around us and at all times. So God, thank you. We love you. And I just pray a special blessing upon two members of our team this morning, for Derek and Rachel, as they celebrate their birthdays. Lord, I thank you for the blessing they were to our team and to this church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. All right, guys, we are